And one of the things about that was that I was curious about, because I don't really know from the scientist's point of view, was I know that there were efforts from the beginning, non-governmental efforts, Pugwash or, or even other kinds of things that people like you were doing outside this testing regime.
That's right.
And so I've said to her, you know, you really need to look at the kinds of across the barrier relations that Soviet and American scientists were having to have even before something like this.
That's right.
And you were someone who was concerned about that for a long time,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, these relations were extremely important. Mm-hmm. And certainly my friendship with Sakharov was the richest of all for me.
Yeah, no, I've read about that. But remind me of how you first got in touch with each other, or were met
in 1974, I hadn't been to the Soviet Union but once, in 1959, for the first of the international conferences that was there. And I went in 75, stayed away. There were various reasons. I got upset when they resumed testing in 60, 61 when I was supposed to go. And then I was very much involved and didn't feel comfortable. But there was a seminar in 74 at the Academy that I got invited. It was a small meeting, and there was Sakharov. Mm-hmm. And he came to me, and clearly through some means or other, he felt he could trust me. We talked, and he invited me to his house. Mm-hmm. Had dinner with the family, and I just got involved with him.
That's so great.
And so I did what I could.
No, because I've read some of those things.
Yeah, no, I became a very close friend, and I did all sorts of things, carrying material of his out of the Soviet Union illegally whenever he wanted me to, in my underwear or wherever else I could put it.
Wow.
We published all his papers. We translated them into English at SLAC when he was exiled in Gorky and so forth. And he came to visit us at Stanford. No, I was just a great man.